Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. In his proposed budget, Governor Cuomo commits $20 million to protect almost 5,000 acres of farmland in the Hudson Valley. I'm going to tell you why the region merits this special investment and what you can do to help ensure the valley receives it. First, Hudson Valley farms feed our communities and urban areas. Nearly half of the state's population depends on Hudson Valley's farms for fresh local food. Despite this need, the valley has lost dozens of farms, and more than 60% of the state's farmers will retire in the next decade. New and young farmers are locating in the Hudson Valley. The region's productive fields and orchards are attracting young farmers as never before. But the high cost of real estate here makes it impossible for most young farmers to purchase land. Lack of a stable land base to build operations adds more uncertainty in a business already full of risk. Scenic Hudson and our partners are meeting the challenge of making farmland affordable by acquiring permanent conservation easements, paying farmers a portion of their land's value to ensure its long-term protection. Farmers invest those funds in their operation or create a nest egg for retirement. By reducing the land's resale value, easements also make the land more affordable for young farm families. Here's an example. The 62 acres Scenic Hudson recently protected near Hudson in Columbia County allowed four young farmers, known as the Letterbox Farm Collective, to purchase the land they've been leasing. With a secure home for their operations, the partners plan to boost supplies of vegetables, meat, and eggs they provide to farmers, markets, and restaurants throughout the region and New York City. This spring, they'll also launch a community-supported agricultural operation. The Valley has a viable strategy to ramp up acquisition of easements, the Food Shed Conservation Plan developed by Scenic Hudson. It offers a data-driven blueprint for protecting the Valley's most productive agricultural lands. Since the plan's release in 2013, it has received buy-in from fellow land trusts, governments, philanthropies, and farmers themselves. It already has led to successful partnerships that leverage funds from public and private investors, including the federal government. Over the last 17 years, easements have put more than $100 million into the hands of Valley farmers. Benefits from these investments extend well beyond farms. Every dollar dedicated to farmland conservation generates a $4 return to local economies, creating jobs and commerce in our communities. These funds also support businesses that drive the region's significant agricultural and tourism industries. But this funding requires legislative approval, which is why I'm seeking your help. Please contact your assembly member and senator and let them know that their vital support is essential to make Governor Cuomo's vision a reality. The plan is in place. Stakeholders are ready and eager to participate, as are other funders to match the governor's proposal. With the state's $20 million investment, we can ensure that fresh, local food will reach families from Manhattan to Albany for generations to come. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.